We're going to put this up on the Facebook Marketplace. We're going to call it the Haunted Urn Filled with Salsa.
You know, my Aunt Christine, you know, she died young. She wanted to make sure that, you know, we kept the tradition of game day going. She said, I want the fam to be eaten out of my urn.
I woke up at 3 a.m. dressed as a wench. I was panting, and I was panting like I'd been mumming. If you put Valium and Lexapro in your cereal, you actually get to bring a demon home.
My Aunt Christine, she invented the Delauded Latte.
We come in with the urn or whatever. You mind if we just, you know, we'll hang out for a little bit?
I need to take a vote, but please.
We're not trying to get potatoed here. All right.
Potato, potato. It's New Jersey, baby. Get rid of it.
We filled our Aunt Christine's urn with salsa, and now we're delivering it to a private social club that bought it off Facebook Marketplace.
It's going to be next to the dead dog we have in there.
You have a dead dog in there?
Yeah. This is our second urn.
Second urn?
It's our first urn.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now!
And we're back with another episode of Hungry for Some Leftovers, quite possibly the dumbest video podcast you'll ever see that touches the realm of Facebook and the insane people that are on there trying to buy stuff from us for free. Today, we're joined by the first time two guests at the same time. Two guys at the same time. I've always dreamed of this. We have Jim Gillespie and John Profit here. Boys, thanks for coming to Dirty Jersey to be on the podcast.
Thank you for having us in your finished basement.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's real nice studio down here and everything. We got a stationary bike back there if you guys want to sweat it up a little after this.
This was actually an intervention.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
He sat us down to have a serious talk.
Now, if you guys want to just give a brief intro for the viewers out there of who you are and, you know, where you've gone in life to bring yourself here on this fine evening.
My name is John Profit. I'm a guy. I hope I'm a guy. And I've just been doing it. Yeah, just I don't know.
Doing the damn thing.
I'm just doing the damn thing all the damn time.
Jim, what's your story?
Hey, what's up? I'm Jim Gillespie, and I'm dressed like cotton candy.
Sean Kingston.
I'm trying to bring back Sean Kingston. I'm a stand-up comedian, like in my dreams most of the time. This is my first time at an Overeaters Anonymous meeting.
Do you guys do
the Serenity Prayer here?
Yeah, we're gonna start
God
that up.
God grant
here.
Me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
It sounds like you've been to one or a few of these.
I've led a few, actually. I'm a liar.
What's the refreshment table like at one of those meetings?
Yeah, it's ice water.
If
you put anything besides ice water, they fucking tear each other's throats out.
Is the cone just a piece of paper that's like rolled into like a funnel?
Yeah, and most of them eat it.
People just go to AA to talk about AA, right?
Well, they switch. They go from drinking to going to AA, and then AA becomes the drinking. They talk about the AA. So much, like I know this. My grandfather had like a 45-year chip. I was like, "Do you still have the guy? It's 45 years." And then he would say this horrible fucking thing to me. He would go, "I'm gonna drink again, just not today." And I'm like, "Well, when, pussy?" And then he died. So whatever.
So the classic Doug Stanhope bit didn't come to mind. You can't take those chips with you.
Yeah, exactly. I have the chips now. I'm left with the chips.
Oh, geez.
Is that an heirloom?
He left me with a bill for his funeral and a fucking heirloom of fucking, well, not me, but he left me with a bunch of his AA chips.
Dude, so, that's not an heirloom.
That's not an heirloom. You don't take it. This is my grandfather's AA chips.
Yeah.
Some people might consider it such. I don't know.
We should try to sell those. How hard would that be?
Well, have you come back and we'll do the first non-food. If we can work it into food, I mean, we can definitely put it on there.
Yeah, we could put like
that would go good on top of a casserole.
Yeah.
An AA casserole. There we go.
Yeah, this is my grandfather's AA chip casserole.
Yeah. A chip casserole.
Every bite is so much harder.
I didn't know a coin could give me so much shame in my heart. I don't know. I didn't think that was fucking possible. It's like there's this little knapsack in my house of the contents of his wallet and the AA chips, and it kills me. It makes me laugh so hard.
Holy hell. Jesus. So yeah, I think we're gonna have a bag of chips that we're gonna put on here late at some point. Bag of chips, chip casserole. Not only are we here for a AA meeting, we're also here to list a very it's a touching story, really. I mean, when you think about it, of touching and downright horrifying at this point, we're going to come up with here. Just a couple weeks ago, I was in an antique section of a Goodwill and came across this antique-looking urn that looks like it was made by Egyptians, and it had a woman's name inscribed on the bottom of it. So I just had to get it for $4.99 at the Goodwill, and that's what we're dealing with here today. John, if you would be so kind to bring up what we're putting on Facebook Marketplace here today.
Absolutely. You mind holding this, sir?
Yeah.
Sure, sir.
Yeah, sir. So this is the urn that we're dealing with here today. Check that out. It's got Christine's name in it. We'll show a couple of shots of it. And look, yeah, that's just, and it's filled with salsa to the brim, and it has some chips in there. We have a bag of chips. We'll include the bag of chips with it, but it's a real interesting story here with this urn filled with salsa. It's great for dipping with the chips and everything. And I think someone on Facebook is really going to enjoy it. So yeah,
for sure.
What do you guys think the story behind this urn should really be? The name Christine is inscribed on the bottom of it.
Yeah, my Aunt Christine. You know,
this is definitely an aunt, because you can't be a mother if your name's Christine. You can only be somebody's aunt.
Only an aunt?
Well, yeah, Christine is definitely
nobody's an aunt. Mom's name is Christine.
That's true. That's true.
Actually. It's only an aunt's name.
I read that somewhere. No, but you know, my Aunt Christine, you know, she died young, and she didn't ask for much, but she wanted to make sure that, you know, we kept the tradition of game day going.
Game day.
She said, I want the fam to be eating out of my urn. You know what I mean? I want them to be eating out of my urn.
So for game days every year, what kind of Eagles jersey would she wear? Was she like a Brian Dawkins?
No, she was a Ricky Waters fan.
Ricky Waters.
Yeah, she was. Every one of her kids went out on Halloween as Ricky Waters. They put shoe polish on their face. That's a real story. I wish I was lying.
Oh, geez. She sounds like either
this is the ghost of an aunt that made her kids do blackface.
This is the aunt of a ghost that made her kids do blackface.
Yeah. Aunt Christine, the urn, game day. And I think the principle of overall why we're getting rid of it is because it's haunting us. I mean, it's just, we need to get rid of it ASAP. So, like, what kind of hauntings do you think have been happening?
Well, it's hard to explain. Nobody believes me. Everyone says I'm fucking off my meds, which I am. But I was doing the dishes the other day, and I heard, go birds.
Just real soft.
Go birds. Go birds. Go birds. There's no one in the house. You know, I was by myself. Go birds. It wasn't me. I'm a Falcons fan. You know?
It definitely wasn't Joe Buck on Sunday Night Football.
It was never.
No.
You know, I don't even have a TV in my house, you know, and so it couldn't have been anything.
You just listen to the broadcast on the radio in your recliner.
You know everything about TV and sports, but you don't have a radio or a TV.
No. I read the newspaper like an American.
Yeah. So what other haunting can you throw in there? We'll throw, make it two, make it nice.
Well, I was staying over here. It's usually what I do. I come to Jersey on weekends. and
it's not untrue.
I came to at 3 a.m. and I was panting. And I was panting like I'd been mumming. Or mummer strutting. So, you know, it was very, I don't know, it was a very out-of-body experience. Because I somehow had an umbrella with whatever the fuck that stuff's called.
What, the
you know, a flare.
Yeah, yeah. Flare. You got the golden slippers on.
Yeah, I woke up at 3 a.m. dressed as a wench. I had a string band going in my head. And it was good. It was a good string band. I almost didn't want the nightmare to end.
That's how good the string band was?
Yeah, like I was on fire from my feet up. Like, oh, I was burning from my feet up, but I couldn't.
Music was so good. You got haunted by like a Coltrane poltergeist, dude.
I got haunted by the Two Street Ghoul. And that might be the same ghost. This happens a lot in horror movies. They think it's their relative that comes back. I don't think it's Christine. I think it's the Two Street Ghoul.
Right, because my Aunt Christine, she's never had salsa in her life. The spiciest thing she ever ate was mayonnaise.
So at least with this, whether or not we get somebody to take this off of Facebook Marketplace, we at least have a screenplay for the South Philly haunting. Yeah.
Yeah, like I already have a cast in my head.
Who would you have playing Christine?
It would be like Eddie Murphy movies, but it would be Joey Fatone playing multiple roles. like, you know, and he's like the deli guy. He's also the cop. He's the cop who leaves the beating on the ghoul to kill the ghoul before the ghoul is the ghoul. It'd be all Joey Fatone
playing every, even Christine, the role of Christine.
And in the background of every clip, it would be an old lady hosing off her steps in South Philly.
Yeah,
old lady though, like in Grand Theft Auto, it's like the same.
Yeah, yelling at the minorities that are walking on her side of the street.
Yeah, the only area where they still have grocery bags and like a cart, like yeah, a basket with two wheels.
Yeah, she's saving a parking spot for her husband with a wheelchair in the street. Yeah, oh yeah, I can see that happening. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened. So the ghoul, in my opinion, I think this is what happened. I think the ghoul shoveled out a spot, and he put a chair down, and he had a piece of paper that said, "Don't fuck with my shit," and then somebody came by and shoveled their slot out, and they put it in his spot. And that's when Joey Fatone whacks him.
That's when it just gets, yeah. And then eventually, it's just the entire movie, and then it just ends with Christine, however she dies, gets put into an urn.
Yeah,
these mobsters are in a basement. They're like, "Where do you fucking put the sauce?" And the fucking, and then they're like, "I don't know, in the urn." That's how it ends.
Put it in the fucking urn.
It's like an Ari Aster ending. Yeah, it doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah. Like, I think the ghost of Christine, like, I think the spirit that inhabits this urn is actually, it's the ghost of the Somerdale Strangler. you know, he was an elementary school strangler, so he would, you know, he would wait for these kids to get off the bus, and he would just wrap them up, and, I mean, he made quick work of these children for years on end. And, you know, eventually, I mean, he died in prison, but let's just say that his spirit haunts the grounds, and my Aunt Christine, she was a ghost hunter. Not a lot of...
Ghost hunter... Like ghost hunter, pill head, same thing.
Yeah, ghost hunter. She was, like, well, I mean, when you see that many ghosts, could you not take? You know, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, come on.
Like Lexapro and Vicks, really? Yeah. You actually will get a demon.
Yeah, if you get
your own demon.
Yeah, if you crunch Lexapro and Vicodin at the same time, you see poltergeists.
Yeah, if you put Valium and Lexapro in your cereal, you actually get to bring a demon home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my, get to
my,
name him.
My Aunt Christine, she invented the Delauded Latte. She's a hero of breakfast everywhere. I don't know. She's a pioneer, a maverick.
Your aunt invented breakfast for dinner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She invented, yeah. She was famous for her breakfast pass out. God, I miss her.
So now what we'll do here is we'll get all of this into a nice concise listing, and we're going to put this up on the Facebook Marketplace. We're going to call it the Haunted Urn Filled with Salsa. Our Aunt Christine's urn needs to go ASAP. Ever since she started using it as a salsa dipping bowl, we've been getting strange experiences. One night I woke up at 3 a.m. doing the mummer strut, and last weekend while washing the dishes, I heard a faint cry behind me say, "Go birds," or a very, you know, very soft, "Go birds." It's great for portable use in the car, as you can see in one of the images here. Nice strapped in there. I mean, you guys would strap in a urn full of salsa if you needed to, going out on the road. Never know what to expect driving around here.
Yeah, I think that's great. I actually have a picture in my phone of John putting the seatbelt on a pound of bacon. Unironically, no Facebook listing. He was just going home with the precious cargo.
That was just for personal use, too, that photo. That didn't get enough. I didn't show people that.
Right.
That was just for personal use.
Yeah.
And then it's also here. It is perfect, you know, for watching the game with the boys, you know.
Yeah. And dipping if the urn station had hands, it would play Madden.
Yeah, absolutely. On the side. Oh, sorry, just COVID.
God bless.
So this is going to be the main thing here. We're going to make this up right now and... yeah, we're going to get that out there into the world, and then we're going to be right back after things.
I bet you I know who's going to buy it.
Who are you going to guess it's going to be all about this?
Fat witch.
Somebody.
Fat witch.
Somebody in the area that is obsessed with Halloween. This is right around Halloween season.
Yeah.
People are going to be.
That does look like a Halloween decoration.
It's a fat girl. Yeah, it's a fat girl that does roller derby for the Jersey Devilettes.
You know? Yeah, the Jersey Devil Dogs.
Yeah, and she rides up and down Black Horse Pike in regular roller skates. This right here is a trophy for fat vampires.
Yeah, this is the Stanley Cup of fat vamps.
The Stanley Cup of Hot Topic workers. Yeah. This is where you get your employee of the month of a Hot Topic.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. I cannot wait. I hope we end up somewhere really strange dropping this off to somebody, us three in a car.
I hope
car.
It's the Pine Barrens.
Yeah, we're going to see. We're
I
gonna
hope
see.
We have to go to the Pine Barrens.
Somebody with upper arms brighter than the sun is going to fucking buy this thing.
It's going to be a woman. The girl's going to look like fat Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be a fat guy with a leg shine down. I know.
Yeah. It's going to be a Fago Pop baddie that is going to scoop this bad boy up.
She has a PT Cruiser with like an Avenged Sevenfold decal on the hood.
That's your car.
I know.
Your
I'm
car.
Just ratting myself out now. I'm like, how would you like if I became a fat vampire?
Yeah.
I'm like trying to get feelers out there.
Yeah, some girl with a If Daryl Dies We Riot bracelet is going to get this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, it's up and out there now. Now it just needs to go through a very brief review process, and then we're going to be up and at them discussing this item with any nut job on Facebook Marketplace looking for some interest in this throughout South Jersey.
Imagine you get like a you get a message from some girl, and she's like, "That's actually really crazy because I make corn chip crucifixes. I would like to dip into the urn."
Yeah, I make crucifixes out of churros.
Oh, you think it's a little? You think it's a little Hispanic vampire, like a, little fat, a fat, chunky Mexican vampire?
Yeah, dude, everything. Los Diablos.
It's gonna get absolutely wild, and we're gonna get right back to you here right after this thing really starts popping off. So stay tuned.
12 seconds later.
So we're back. We get back into the studio here, and immediately get a message from a nice man named Jen from Devin. Says he wants us to bring the urn to his gentleman's club. It's, you know, said me to call him. We're going to call him up right now, and we're going to just make sure that, you know, we're good to go. We're going to see.
Are we allowed to say the name of the place?
I think after we get there,
okay,
we'll do
get
it.
Permission from him.
After actually,
we get there, after we get there and scope it out and make fun of him,
we're going to be headed a little bit away from where we're at, but let's call him up, see what
My
we can do.
My birth name is Devin, but they actually call me Gulp.
This is a gentleman's club.
For all the gents with fedoras.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Devin.
What's up?
Hey, it's Dan. I'm probably like 40 minutes or so from you, so I'm probably going to head out here in a few and come on down. That's cool with you?
Absolutely. I'll be here in 40 minutes.
All right, great. What time are you guys open till there anyway? Do you have like hours or anything?
Generally, no. It's like it's part of the club, so people kind of let themselves in and out as they please.
Oh, okay.
But we're watching all the fights tonight, so we'll be here for a while.
Oh, okay. I actually, there's a couple of buddies with me here that are going to come down with me on the ride. If we come in with the urn or whatever, you mind if we just, you know, we'll hang out for a little bit?
I need to take a vote, but
one
moment, please.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, no worries. We figure if we were making the ride, we were just going to hang out for a little bit, but, you know, while we're down there, but if that's cool, but we'll...
Yeah, you guys can come in for a bit.
Okay. All right. All right, that sounds good, dude. We'll head out here in a few minutes. We'll be down there like 40, 45 minutes or so.
Beautiful. Good.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yep, see ya.
So us three are going to the Hemingway room.
We're going to go to the Hemingway room down.
It's a slam poetry club.
I have no idea what to expect. He said he would have to take a vote of whether we could hang out or not.
Oh my God.
By gentleman's club, I feel like it means they're all wearing fedoras.
No, he says social club. I said gentleman's club, social club.
What does that mean? Are they Freemasons?
It's basically like somebody like this basement here. It would be like me doing it somewhere and like telling people that this is my private hangout. Like, I don't know the purpose of our private social.
So it's an adult treehouse.
It's like a business that you
We're going
only.
To an adult treehouse.
Yeah, it's an adult treehouse, clubhouse type of thing.
He's like, here, just come. He's like, hey, come on up. Just climb up the rope ladder to get up here.
I might be alone in this, but I think that's the last place on earth I ever want to go.
I think it's the first place I'd ever want to go.
You want to go?
Yeah, is the. Like the social club. We're going to go in there, and it's going to be not what I think it is.
Oh my God, it's going to be wild.
It's going to be insane.
What a good way to say that too. It's not going to be what I think it is.
There's so many so many ways it could go.
I'm going to mark this as sold, and we're going to get in the car and we'll take some footage in there and head on down to Vineland, New Jersey.
If this is the last time you see us, we're not trying to get potatoed here. All right?
Potato. It's New Jersey, baby. Get rid of it.
I'm still not going to say the name of the club, but I'll give you a hint. It's weird, probably.
Let's just say we're going to have an earnest time.
8:01 p.m.
On the way to Vineland. What do you think this guy's going to say?
I think, well, the guy said we have to be voted in, so I think this is a place where nobody gets fucked.
Dude, look at us. We got, check out in the, John, bring that up here. Pass it up to Jim. Here. We filled our Aunt Christine's urn with salsa, and now we're delivering it to a private social club that bought it off Facebook Marketplace. What do you think about that?
Okay, that's pretty cool.
It's for a podcast, but this is our thing. This is what we do, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Oh, do you know anything? We're going to Vineland. Do you know anything about Vineland?
Anything specifically about Vineland?
That's what,
not.
You don't know.
But I've been to Vineland.
You have? Is it a nice town?
To be honest, Vineland is, it's really dry. It's really not a lot to do in Vineland.
That's why these guys have a private social club. He hit us up on Facebook, and he's like, we'll take it. It'll be a great piece for our social club. And we're like, all right, we'll come down, but can we hang out? He's like, yeah, we're watching all the fights tonight, so you can hang out for a little bit, so we're going to see what'll happen.
Okay, it should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, there's just salsa and chips in here. We got a nice little to-go package, you know? We'll see what happens. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Rest in peace, Aunt Christine.
I don't think he could have even like imagined this happening to him.
What are you coming for this shit?
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know what I like. That shit I smoked before my shit.
Wish you gentlemen, safe travels.
Oh, thank you.
Safe travels. You
appreciate
know?
It.
And have fun.
All right, we will do. We'll see you next time.
Yeah. We're going to Vineland, the land of the unfuckables.
3:28 a.m.
All right, we just arrived with the urn down here in beautiful Vineland, New Jersey.
We're about to get R-worded.
Yeah.
Rhymes with graped.
Yeah. It rhymes with, it's short for rapist or, I'm good.
I'm just scared.
We'll see what happens. We're going to meet Devin right now.
Ride, but for real.
Yeah, it is October. It's just as scary for us as
spooky.
It is for...
It's going to be spooky in the Hemingway room in about 5 seconds.
Yes.
Here we go.
Here we are with the urn. Here's the new owners. Got Devin.
Urn.
Yeah, you can do the official exchange of the urn here. It's filled with salsa and chips.
A dignified transfer.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. So you guys have a spot for it picked out?
We do actually. Yeah. It's gonna be next to the dead dog we have in there.
You have a dead dog in there?
Yeah. This is our second urn.
Second urn.
It's our first urn.
Holy hell! All right.
So like, we're excited.
You guys are.
May I?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm. It's you got nice salsa, those chips. It's been in the fridge, just a little leftover there for our leftovers here podcast. This is great.
Fantastic.
We're at the Hemingway room here in Vineland. That's amazing.
All right.
Well, yeah. Thank you for that. You guys enjoy it.
We will.
Thank you. Chip, absolutely.
Look at that. What was it that dog's name, by the way?
Brinks.
This one has, there's Christine written on there, but right there. Here. It's right there, but you know.
I was really hoping we'd be doing some mummers dancing.
You guys can use it however you will. The mummers dance around you. Yeah, you were mummers dancing, and you were the one that had the go birds on your ear after the game. Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
All right.
Well, we could use another Eagles fan here, so that works.
Yeah, that does. Yeah, it's perfect.
Fantastic.
All right, well, we're glad we got it into the right hands here at the Hemingway Room. Thank you again, fellas.
Absolutely.
So we just got back from our adventure to Vineland down at the Hemingway Room. That's what it was called, right?
Yep.
Private social club. It was your first time in Vineland, John. What were your thoughts?
Well, it was my first time in Vineland, but I've always gone past Vineland.
Go down to
New Jersey is just a straightaway to the beach.
Yeah, so you got to go through there. Going to Wildwood or something, right?
Every sign in Jersey, besides whatever street name it is, it's just an arrow pointing to the shore. Like every way you turn is like, are you sure you want to go down the street, or you just want to go to the shore like everyone else does?
Yeah.
But Vineland, we always went past Vineland. I didn't know it was actually a...
sprawling city metropolis like that, huh?
Yeah, it was quite the Mardi Gras down there.
Not a lot of vines.
No, there wasn't.
No, there not a lot of vines there.
It was. We were right in the main drag. They got a prime, you know, spot for foot traffic.
I'm not gonna lie. The main drag's a bit of a real drag.
Yeah.
There wasn't much popping down there on a Saturday night.
Yeah, dude, I saw a New Jersey tumbleweave down there, dude. I didn't see people. I saw a New Jersey fucking tumbleweave, though. That thing was fucking skirting across the street, dude. Gave me the finger. I was like, dude, that's just a hairpiece.
Yeah, it's like a trash can with a beard. Like a trash can with a beard.
Yeah, we went to Vineland, New Jersey, and a trash can asked me for a cigarette. What the fuck kind of place is that, dude?
Yeah.
Ayo.
Actually, this is what I wanted to go in first was the comments that we missed, because we obviously, when we first got on here, I mean, he messaged us pretty quickly and didn't really have any chance to go through a lot of these things. This question was rather interesting. Is there enough room left over inside to keep a cocktail cold?
That's interesting.
It's such an Amanda thing to say.
That is Isn't a very so Amanda thing. Yeah, it's very a cocktail cold inside. It's a prime dipping station.
This guy Michael Pizza has a son named Bean Pizza. I feel like a bean pizza is like what you get when you're in Vineland. They're like, you never had bean pizza?
You never had bean pizza.
Oh my god.
Have you washed it since your last salsa use, or is it coming as shown? I'm not a fan of double dippers. Where do you guys stand on double dippers? If you're at a Super Bowl party and you see someone double dip, does that make you not want in anymore on it? Or
if you can dip it from another part of the chip that hasn't been bit yet.
Nah, dude, it's like putting your whole mouth in the bowl. Come on, you never saw.
Here's the thing though, but if you're worried about double dipping in a fucking jar where a body was, shouldn't really care.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know? That's the one.
If you're on Facebook Marketplace searching for haunted salsa, you're worried about double dipping. You need to be worried about the supernatural. Like,
big respect to Hemingway's, mm-hmm. but going in there, I thought it was like a swinger type thing.
Thought it was a swinger kind of vibe.
I thought it was like they were gonna, you know, slowly make their way into, like, you know. You about their lifestyle?
Have you been around people that have had that? Is it like a slow burn type of thing?
I mean, I wouldn't go right into it.
Yeah, just,
you know,
like
just walk up like Hereditary style.
It is always a slow process with that.
It's, you have to taper, like, your way into gang fuck.
They do little. They sprinkle it in throughout the night. It's like yeah.
They do these little horny splashes at you. They splash your horniness. They want to get you horny first, and then they start talking about it.
They loosen you up with the liquor, and then, like, they hit you with the idea of it being like a liquor co-op. And then they start getting your fucking, like, clothes off. You start
If they slowly, slowly undress you, you'll never notice you're being undressed. You'll just look down all of a sudden and be like, wait, how long have I been naked for?
I've been getting blown for a half hour. I had no idea what was happening.
Yeah. I thought we were going to go in there, and it was going to be like a cult.
I mean, it kind of, in a way, was, but it was a fun, like, I would go back to it type of cult.
Yeah, like, I would go back there, but I feel like the second time going back, like I said, it could, I don't know, because everybody looks like they're from a different walk of life. It very well could just be a orgy.
Very well could be. That's, you know, another reason, like, why we're going back.
Like, there,
you
know, was
violent,
like,
life can be really hard. They need to blow off steam, so you go to Hemingway's.
Like, that place had glory hole energy.
Yeah, the entire place. You know what it looked like? It looked like a Czech Republic fuck shack.
Oh, yeah, like one, you of ever, those Czech bathhouses?
You ever see where there's just a, there's pussy, just a and pussy legs and
a, pussy yeah. and a headshot?
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I'm in New York. I feel like a pussy with a headshot just hanging out of a Czech
Have you
wall.
Ever seen that, Dan? It's like a hole in the wall?
No.
It's like a glory hole.
Yeah, I saw a glory hole in the...
But it's not
just... No. You should pull this up.
You should pull this up.
Just, yeah, because the viewers can't see this.
It's, just type in, like, Czech Republic fuck house.
Czech bathhouse porn.
I love the front desk person.
And sometimes she'll throw a jerk in, dude.
Yes, bathhousesex.com.
Bathhouse.
Why not?
Sex.
Well, no, yeah, go to one of the typical porn
sites.
Do you
have Norton Security? Is this 2006?
Go to the old trust.
Go to the hub here.
You mean the meat and potatoes of the porn industry?
Yeah. One of these has got to be it, right?
No. See, I can see too much of the person. There's usually, it's just a pussy and legs hanging
out.
Yeah,
X-Videos will fucking have it, dude. That's the good stuff. Uh-oh, get rid of gay. Oh. You don't want that. Promise. There you go, first one. Boom. Yep,
right there.
Oh,
it's a gay, oh, well, that's a gay one.
Doesn't matter. Same difference.
Same flavor.
Not the same flavors. Same difference.
Well, there's just assholes hanging out of the wall.
Interesting.
It's just an asshole.
It's a booty house.
It's,
Broke myself booty house.
That's a Czechoslovakian booty house, dude.
That's a booty. Whoa, look at that.
Holy oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even have gay.
That's how tasty gays are made. That's where they came from.
I don't even have gay typed in.
This is just a tasty cake zone.
Yeah, that's how a crimpet is made, if you were wondering. That's how you get the crimpet.
That's how crimpet cream is made.
Crimpet? So we get there, and we get the invite to go inside. You see, they've seen the video at this point, and you know, we don't have any video from inside of there other than a couple of pictures, because it's a private social club. But, I mean, it's a pretty sweet... I mean, I now want to open my own private social club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was inspiring.
I mean, what would you guys do with a private social club if you had one? Like, what would your setup be? What would you have in there?
I'd have dark wood everywhere.
Dark wood paneling.
And I'd have a bunch of holes cut out. There'd be a guy at the front door.
Yeah, no. basically, just describe a Czech bathhouse. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still stuck on this Czech bath. Like, that's, I don't know. I thought that's what we were going to walk into. It was a very nice place.
The thing about the Czech bathhouse is that there's dudes that get up on a ladder just to finger somebody. Like, that's just...
Yeah, yeah, get up on a step ladder. Like,
I can't get over it. Like, it's just too much.
Like, I think it's funny. The clip you pulled up, the gay one, it was just like, it's like here, just have... I just came all over these balls. Why don't you deal with it now?
Your turn.
Don't be a lunk. Whatever they call you at Planet Fitness, you make noise. You can't be a lunk. You can't make noise.
Yeah, a lunk is somebody who won't tap that ass after the nuts are covered in nut.
Yeah.
That's what a lunk is.
It'd be funny if the guy at the front window had to come by with like pine saw. Yeah, pine saw your sack.
Just pine saw the fucking balls off.
No, it's the guy that walks around the gym for people that don't clean up their own sweat, and there's somebody there that has, you know, some latex gloves on, just mopping up beneath the bench press machine.
Whoever's got a mop up in there is crazy.
Yeah,
is actually a certified crazy person.
I mean, and you know, they have to be diligent, because if they wait till the end of the shift, they're gonna have to chisel everything down, dude.
They have to take a paint scraper, dude, like a 5-in-1.
Yeah, well, pizza and a dough scraper, dude.
Oh.
It's going to be like making teppanyaki. Yeah. The rolled ice cream you get in Chinatown.
Yeah, you get a popsicle stick and roll it on the floor, you have rock candy.
Yeah. Cock candy.
Yeah. We unfortunately...
Anyway, it's violent. We're in violent.
Anyway, yeah. So we unfortunately told them what we were doing with a podcast, and the story was kind of just artificially inflated. They seemed disappointed about that after taking multiple scoops of the salsa. Yeah,
they wanted to believe that my Aunt Christine actually died.
And
they wanted to believe that we were being haunted.
Yeah, they wanted the Mummer Strut haunting to continue down there, and one of the older members apparently is now, it's going to be his urn. So... He's going to be there in the glass encasement with the dog's ashes as well.
Yeah, there's actual dog ashes.
Yeah, they had mannequins all over the place, projectors on the screens. I mean, it was
a nice place.
Very nice setup. Nice place. Sweet setup. Hung out for a little bit. Wish we could have had a stogie, but had to get back here to wrap things up.
And we also just didn't know them, so they could have murdered us.
No,
that's just like the same. Yeah, it's the same thing as getting something off of Craigslist. You don't know the person.
Yeah, exactly.
We did like a Craigslist Plus. We did like a Craigslist.
Did Craigslist XL.
We did like a Craigslist, and then like, let's steep in the weirdness. Let's just rest like a tea bag in the scariness.
Hey, so how did you acquire multiple colored mannequins? You know, they look cool. I don't know.
It's like, instead of just dropping off and doing the transaction right there, it's like then you hang out. It's like where else?
What did we do? We lingered.
We lingered. Yeah,
we lingered.
We were invited by one of the dozen people that were inside of there, and then we just sat down and hung out for a little bit.
I almost the one girl who had fangs.
Yeah,
I almost wanted to get a mirror up to her to see it, like if she was a vampire. Like, I was gonna try to sneak up a mirror and be like, oh, nothing, just nothing.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, vampires are always like hundreds of years old too. That's like their shtick.
Yeah.
I always found that fascinating. Everyone in there was 400 years old.
That's what I'm saying. It was everybody was a different age, so it could have just been a legion
it's
of
the
vampires.
Hemingway room.
The Hemingway room.
We all knew Hemingway.
They all personally knew him, and they're there just waiting.
They were all at Hemingway's birth.
He was the only land mammal we spared.
It wasn't the dog's ashes that were in there. It was actually Ernest Hemingway's ashes.
It was
ashes.
Hemingway, yeah.
And now they have a new urn for him, and they're going to move him in there.
Yeah.
Please join us for Spoken Word Night.
They have a stage in there. They had all types of stuff. I mean, it seems like a pop in place. Yeah. So we're definitely going to be going back. And
we will be back.
We're going to go back, see if we can get a membership fee. And
the Hemingway Room hasn't seen the last of me.
No, we're going to be back. Absolutely.
We, we also haven't met Belial yet.
Yeah, I need to have a one-on-one with Anubis.
Anubis, the king of Hemingways.
Yeah.
Every social club needs a king.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, I'm gonna audition for like it's like the delicatessen.
Walk in there with a Burger King crown on.
Every place needs a king. You guys have a king yet?
Do you guys have a cannoliologist on staff?
Like everybody's acting weird here because you don't have a king running around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the king of that castle is behind the bar.
Yeah, that was a very nice guy. What was his name?
Devin.
Devin.
Great guy.
Shout out to Devin.
Very friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, had a very sin, friendly. had a nice setup in there, and it was great to hang out. And now we're going to be back. We got our social club. We just got to drive 45 minutes into the deep depths of South Jersey to get there.
Yes,
Vineland,
which sometimes is worth it. So, but yeah, I mean that pretty much covers it for this episode. I mean, it was quick. That's how every single one should be. We put it up there. 15 minutes later, we're on the road. I mean. If every single one was like that, we would be, you know, this would be on NPR.
Or you get somebody to come to your house where your wife and dogs live, and they come downstairs and they do a few minutes with us.
I am so glad that I drove to where they were at, and they did not come to here. This would be a totally different.
Well, you know, a vampire can never kill unless it's invited in.
That's right. Yeah.
So.
You know. Is that real?
That's why they choose open windows. That's why you got to be careful with open windows.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
that's why they invented the screen.
Like, I didn't see you park your car anywhere. She's like, I'm a bat. I'm a bat when I'm not here.
I flew here. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
I grew here. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh man, that's real good.
Their Halloween party is going to be off the fucking hook, though. That's tell you that much.
Halloween. Oh my god.
In Vineland.
Like it's ten bucks a month, but if you bring blood punch, you're in for free.
Yeah. If you bring 2 pints of blood. That's a year. You're in for a year.
Do you guys have any parting words for the people that have stuck around this far?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're still listening to this, you're probably from Vineland because I'm coming at you, coming at your city. You said that's next in line to be the capital of...
Yeah. Fun fact for anybody that didn't know, Vineland is the backup capital for the state of New Jersey. If anything were to ever happen with Trenton, whether it were to
Does Jersey a favor and gets rid of Trenton.
If somebody does Jersey a favor and gets Trenton blown off the map.
We could just...
Egg Harbor ever sacks up if and somebody launches that nuke.
Yeah. if you were sacks
lot
up...
A lot of Egg Harbor shit talk.
Vineland would become the new capital, which I have no idea why. I think that's just from back in the day that's just stayed around. It's something that's never been updated.
Well, it has a lot of clout. It has a lot of express marts. You know, the things that like take over the Wawa? You can see the Wawa skeleton?
The Wawa that moved on to the massive gas station.
How many fucking lights can we get in the window? How many fucking neon lights can we get in the window?
Yeah, yeah. They were calling our names.
Oh, yeah. Any place with a Dietz and Watson neon sign.
You're there.
I'm in there.
You got family in there? No, so you're like, I got family in there.
I got a picture on the wall in there. You know what I mean?
So what were your parting words?
My parting words for people in Vineland is either go the shore or find another home.
Because none of this town, in between.
Yeah, I was waiting for Leatherface to be like in town. Like we're gonna sit at a bar and they're like, that's Leatherface's seat. The bartender's Freddy Krueger. I don't know. It's like, you know, good town if you're not a good person. You know, I don't know. You know, we always drove fast. When we would go to the shore, my dad would drive faster when he saw the Vineland sign. You know,
there's a few towns down there that probably get the same type of Millville.
Now, Millville's all right because Millville has a great Arby's.
they have a great Arby's.
They do. They have a nice Arby's.
Nice Arby's. How many times have you been to the Arby's?
That was always a coming home from the shore thing. It was like, all right, you're crying because we got to leave, but we're going to get Arby's on the way home.
He cried until he hit the Arby's.
Pretty much. The Arby's is like a pacifier in our family.
Can you tell Dan what the deal was with the Arby's and the sandwich?
What?
It was, I forget what the story was. Is that they would get your brother one thing, and then they get you another, and then you would cry, and so your mom would like doctor
it. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah. So my brother obviously was a growing boy.
Yeah.
He's bigger than me. So my mom would get him two roast beef sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
And I would cry because I wanted two roast beef. And we never got fucking Arby's.
Yeah.
Like, I remember for my birthday one year, they're like, where do you want to go to dinner? I was like, Arby's. so funny because
it was last year.
It's such a shit establishment. It's horrible. The drive-through window is this big.
Yeah.
They can't even. They have to put the Coke sideways to get it out, and you have to lose a little bit of Coke.
Yeah.
You take a lid off and they pour a little bit out, and they fold the cup up and push it out the window. But they I was like crying. I was like putting up a fuss. And my mom's like, all right, and she takes my sandwich and takes the thing off. And she picks up the roast beef and she relays it back on the sandwich to make it look thicker so I could fucking stop screaming. Not to mention, my parents used to make us go to the beach the last day before we left and then go from the beach back to Philly.
Oh, shit.
So I'd be like, I'd be like chafing with no air conditioning.
You guys would have to check out by like 10 a.m. and then you hit the beach afterwards and then you got to drive home with that.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, my brother's listening to 50 Cent and the earbuds feel like they're going to explode in his ears.
Oh my god.
Anywho, but if you're going through Vineland, keep going.
Keep going. What do you have to say, Jim?
Oh man. What a great day on Hungry for Some Leftovers, dude. We were able to fucking dish off an evil spirit on unsuspecting Vineland fucking cult members. I don't even know.
They deserve it.
They're gonna take good care of her.
Yeah.
You know, my Aunt Christine, she loved a good bar stool. She has like 20 to choose from now.
She also loved a good mannequin.
She was a heavy drinker and she loved, you know, she loved older men.
Yeah. This spot's right for her in that glass encasement with the dog ashes.
I thought she was a light drinker and she loved younger men.
No, she's a heavy drinker and she loved older men, and now she has a place where she can do fucking warm Jameson, so.
Out of a fucking rectangle glass.
That was... We drank it out of a cube.
We drank it out of a lipstick container.
It was. It was like the cap for a lipstick.
It was a salt and pepper shaker.
I was like, what are you rimming it with? He was like, my tip. I was like, what?
Yeah, these are our dick jars. It's a capo. We just drank it out of a capo.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, so... Couldn't be any better of a time to have in Vineland on a Saturday night at a private social club.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it couldn't have asked for a better person to drop it off at, because a lot of these other knuckleheads on here, our other offer was to drop it off at someone in a campground. And who knows how that would have went.
Like King Nummy's Trail? Like King Nummy, you know what I'm talking about? No. Before that hard left before the shore?
No, what is that?
Right. My family used to threaten us if we were like screaming on the way to the shore. They're like, we can stay at King Nummy's. I'm like, we're not going to King Nummy's.
Nah.
King Nummy's has bugs there.
Yeah.
The guy at the front counter is a centipede with a golf shirt on.
King Nummy's sounds like it's like Uncle Touchy's Playhouse.
It's kinda. Literally King Nummy's is where you go to get
King Nummy's is where you get a hickey as a kid.
You get a kid hickey?
Yeah, you get a fucking kid hickey by a grown up.
Yeah, look up King Nummy's right now.
I'm looking it up.
They're going to be like, King Nummy's, where the fingerings at?
I don't know what's worse, going to King Nummy Campground or going to Camp Darkwater.
Oh my god.
I play a game called Dick Rope.
Holy hell, look. King Nummy Trail. Who calls the place King Nummy? Yeah.
This was like a punishment. Like, we were going to get dropped off at King Nummy. And I always envision King Nummy as a big centipede that wore a golf shirt and had a pen in the golf shirt, but he had no hands to use the pen.
Oh my god, can we read the most critical score of King Nummy's?
Yeah, yeah. All
right, I'll read the first one. Actually, the second one, because the guy has a better name. Dennis Mole. I used to go there years ago, but they sold it. The people don't seem to have time for you. They only seem concerned about the money. I would definitely not recommend or spend any time there. People spend a lot of their hard-earned money to go to campgrounds to enjoy their week or weekends. They did not have the time, they said, to show us around as a prospective camper.
Huh.
And my kid got fingered.
Oh my god, King Nummy!
Well, the staff didn't even attempt to enforce the rules at the pool, allowing the kids to do whatever they want.
They were running, they were smiling and laughing.
It's because the lifeguard's a cockroach.
the lifeguard is a fucking goat, dude.
They have a dog.
He's like, slow down.
Bench.
Me and my family of four rented a cabin for two nights. First night, our oldest slept in the bunk bed by herself, and my wife and I, with the baby, slept on the futon. The next night, my wife and baby slept on the futon, and I slept in the single bed in the room alone. I woke up periodically very itchy and scratching. The next morning, I awoke to multiple bug bites doing all the Google search resembled to be bed bugs. I waited for them to open the welcome center.
It was lard beetles.
Good news.
Jeremy. It was lard beetles.
I would say I had over 28 bites and I counted. I called multiple times. They're clearly not concerned and have no interest in doing anything about it. I hope people read reviews on campgrounds before they rent anything.
Well, see the bottom line right there? That's what the guy at the front desk was like. You didn't rent anything. You ramped. Yeah, we don't take care of people who ramped from us.
You ramped it.
The best part about this. After a review like that, that he had supposed bed bugs, he gave one out of five. Supposed
bad grammar, too.
Yeah. Yo,
none of these people could spell.
This is great.
One out of five for service, 1 out of 5 for location, 3 out of 5 for the rooms.
I love the 3 out of 5 because he's like, well, I can't lie.
Yeah. I can't lie. I mean, you can tell they sanded everything down before they painted. They didn't just slap paint on anything.
I'm covered in bed bug bites, but I'm gonna give the rooms 3.
Yeah, the decor was really nice in there.
I love how the location got one. Yeah. Like they had a beef with where it was at.
Where it was, as if they had no idea when they were booking this. Yeah.
I mean, they're like, I imagine the big seller is like, it's right by the shore. Like, we could just drive to the shore.
How close is this to the shore? It's in Cape May Courthouse.
We could just pack the fucking ungrateful kids up and drive to the shore every day.
Yeah, it's hard in the enough for them to even. It's put in the middle between my house and the shore, which means it's in Middle Township. That's what they call the midpoint between my house and the shore.
It'd be funny if King Nummy got back on the Google reviews and was like, shut up, Chris.
Yeah, none of these have any responses to them. It's like, what the fuck?
What are they supposed to say? You fucking love bed bugs. You fucking say that when
you're fucking love bed bugs.
You say that when you're fucking beating your wife there the other night. Yeah. You're like, what? I was doing that.
Yeah, King Nummy, like, how are you typing this?
Look, this campground has no full hookup sites. They kept claiming the pool was painted green. It's not an amoeba.
So where would you rather stay, Vineland or King Nummy's?
I think King Nummy is like a tumor on Vineland. I'm pretty sure it's at the end of Vineland. It's like a tumor.
Yeah, it's like a vestigial twin.
I think it very well has to be as well. And pretty soon I think we're going to be tumors on Vineland if we keep going back.
I just want to, what do you guys think King Nummy looks like?
To me, when I think of King Nummy, I think of like an insane older guy that just like gives you like a toothless hickey on your neck.
I was just gonna say it's like a mummy but just gives numbers to everybody.
Numbers.
Gummers.
Gummers.
Yeah, just like.
You know, there was a gas station in the town that I grew up at as a kid. They said that there was a girl who worked there who would give you a gummy in the bathroom. Do you remember that story?
Oh, this sounds Delco as fuck.
Oh, dude, it was a Delco fucking skate park story.
Skate park and Delco.
Like, yeah, there's a fucking gas station where you can go and you can get a gummy. I don't know. Little Wayne was at the skate park, by the way.
He was like, yo. He was like, me and my boy, we was hanging at the skate park. You can get your dick sucked by a guy on a teeth.
What's the last Lil Wayne song? Did you ever hear the last Lil Wayne song? Is
that was his last Milk mixtape?
He's like, and then it ended. That was the Lil Wayne song.
He was like,
I love when they make Lil Wayne do morning radio.
Like,
he's like when a hot guy wakes up in the morning and answers the phone. He's like, good morning. He's like, what you mean you got eggs? I heard that was sexy, by the way.
What, talking like that?
Girls think it's sexy when you answer the phone. When a guy just wakes up and answers the phone, they're like, hello. I don't ever sound like that. I'm like,
hello, hello.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Yeah, because I'm convinced my mouth gets so dry from snoring that, yeah, I have a different voice.
That's
in the morning.
That's how mine.
I eat a piece of bread without drinking anything. I'm like,
dude, I wake up with 2 black eyes. I don't know. Every morning, I wake up with like it looks like I got my head punched in.
You look like a dead Chris Farley.
I look like Chris Farley's dead body every time I wake up, dude. Yeah, I look dead.
Blue and purple in the face.
I got my ass kicked in my sleep. Dude. I'm convinced.
Holy shit. Oh, well, we should.
We're wrapping it up.
We could put a bow on this now. Yeah,
let's put a fucking big bow.
We hit everything. We hit every topic.
We hit on everything. Every woman in Vineland. We fucking hit You know, we made a whole night out of it. There's no better South Jersey experience that you can get with this. So, you know, thank you everybody for tuning in and checking out this episode.
Shout out to Dan Callahan.
Shout out to Dan Callahan.
Today. Yeah, fucking tremendous time.
Thanks shout for coming
out,
on.
Shout out his dog, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His dogs were in it to win it this entire time, so. They were in it.